Oh, Gallery, let's get down to Ross Lyon.
Please, we bank 4 points and prepare really in the same manner for the Adelaide Football Club.
It seemed like the foot never really came off the pedal. Was that your best four-quarter performance this year?
Oh, look, they all blur. The ones that have gone, I could hardly tell you we played last week. The treadmill and, you know, you're on that wheel that keeps spinning. So, look, it was a good last quarter, though. They had six shots on goal. We spun them a bit and exposed some blokes. So, yeah, we could have finished it a little bit better. But it was a good performance off the challenges that were in front of us. A very good football team, six-day break. So, yeah, it was a strong performance.
Come through unscathed, as you were saying. How much are you benefiting from lack of injury, having your best 22 available each week for the first 8 rounds?
Well, it's pretty obvious, isn't it? We like to be fit and available, so we're fit and we're available. We've had some slight challenges with our key defenders, with Dawson, Alex Silvani and McFarlane being out. So I think, and that's a significant area of the ground, but guys have come in, Alex Pearce comes in, McFarlane comes back, and Ibbotson and Johnson have been terrific in readjusted roles. So it's obvious that we're going to get injuries, but when you're fit and you're available, you want to bank 4 points, and we've been good enough to be able to do that. So it's a long, hard year. It's a marathon. We're a third of the way through. Anything can happen from here.
I just spoke then, and you spoke about the evenness of the Dockers. Has that been the biggest area of growth in your mind, that sharing the load?
Evenness of contribution? Yeah, I think every team talks about weight and numbers and sharing the load. And we know we've got some blokes that are really rated at the top echelon in the competition, and you really need those guys. But certainly we've had a lot of growth from underneath and players continuing to improve and really write their own story. So they're hungry as well. And, you know, we've got Mzungu and Crozier and Hanneth warming up there as emergencies, so, and De Boer as well. So, it's an even spread, I'd agree.
Was that a different type of a game from him?
Who?
Nat 5. Did he play a bit differently tonight than some of his other?
I don't know. You can make your observations on that. What do you mean?
A lot of handball, perhaps not as flashy, really unselfish.
Well, I always think he's always unselfish, and I don't think he's ever that flashy. But beauty's in the eye of the beholder, isn't it? So, look, I thought he was strong again. He just didn't kick as many goals as he's been kicking. He probably had a couple of opportunities. Dropped Mark late and... it's hard for me. I'm not great on the individual. Yeah, well, which is good. He's such an inside player and distributor, get it to the runners, and I thought he did his job. Yeah.
You touched on Hayden and Michael on Thursday. They seemed outstanding tonight, both with their defensive pressure and their scoreboard impact. Were they executing some of the things you talked to them about, particularly Hayden?
Yeah, look, as I said, I think Michael's been travelling a little bit better than Hayden. All we did with Hayden, as I said, when they're going well, I don't talk to them. And when they're going, they've got some challenges, I tend to hook in with them and do a little bit of work. We just clarified his role, areas we want him to be, working off the tools. And he was always going to do what he did tonight once he had that clarification. And that's what he spoke to after the game, been second-guessing a little bit. I'm really clear now, and he did his job.
And Matthew was just obviously being rested in the last quarter.
Yeah, we just made that decision. He came in slight tight adductor. It was a greasy night. We're in a position to, you know, we go to Sandilands Pavlich Monday, or is it McFarlane or Johnson? So he was the one tonight, really.
He was getting a bit of work done as well. Do you think he'll be all right for next week? Pavlich was just getting a bit of work done.
Yeah, on his adductor. He was a bit tight. So he was keen to continue. I had a chat with him 3/4 time. He was going to continue with him. We just made the call.
And was Nick Subin okay? He seemed to get a pretty nasty hit there.
Yeah, there's a bit of a collision. Yeah, nothing's been fed into me. Doctors walk in, they go, all clear, Ross. So unless something bobs up, which can happen once they cool down, we're okay.
What are you looking forward to in terms of going to Adelaide?
Looking forward to it.
What are you expecting? I know it's a long way away.
Yeah, I'm expecting a strong... I watched them today against CWS. You know, they got down to one rotation. They were right in that game. Although GWS, obviously, very impressive. We'll expect a fierce challenge. That's the way they coach. That's the way they play. We understand what's coming. Adelaide Oval is a bit of a cauldron. be a full house, I'd imagine. They'll be roaring. But you know, we'll accept the challenge and going over and giving our best effort.
Ross, have you watched the Adelaide GWS game before the Sydney Hawthorn game?
Pardon?
Will you watch the replay of the Adelaide game today before you watch the Sydney Hawthorn game?
I don't understand the question. You're making an assumption on watching the Sydney Hawthorn game.
I
probably won't get to that game. I haven't got time. All my energy's going to Adelaide this week, yeah. I haven't got time to, with respect to watch Sydney Hawthorn. That just sits there until we need it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I can just drop it onto the Apple Mac and watch it when I need it. I don't need it at the minute. Thanks, guys.
There you go, Ross Lyon, and very straightforward and, yeah.